views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and of course, we're in the middle of this series of interviews I'm calling the Rewired Emotions series, where we are talking about how essential oils are a powerful neuro tool. So if you remember, we discussed how our sense of smell is incredibly powerful when it comes to our emotions, because scent goes straight to the limbic system. So this means it bypasses the reticular activator, this little filter in our brain. And this filter chooses what gets to come into our consciousness. So this is important because, as we talked about last week, essential oils work with your body's systems and your emotions without our conscious mind getting involved and being like judging whether it wants that to come in or out of the brain. So it's a super powerful, super exciting. So for me then, the question becomes, which oil is right for me in this moment? This is so important. So you guys, you're in luck, because today the author of the book, Emotions in Essential Oils, is with us. The book that I talk about all the time, totally obsessed with. She's here with us. And before I bring her on, I want to give you a bit of background information of why I'm so dang excited. So back in May, my lovely friend Carrie Socha, who's been on the show a few times now, we had an episode called Kickstarting Your Emotions with Essential Oils. And so that was my introduction to oils. And after the show, Carrie and I talked for another 2 hours, which I now know is totally normal for us. But she told me about how she uses essential oils. And then she goes, why don't you just get this book, Emotions and Essential Oils, and take a look at it, and we'll talk next week. So the book comes, and I totally freaked out, because when I opened it, it was like somebody had taken the work of Louise Hay and how our emotions manifest physically, and the kinesiology and energy work that I do, and this person made a baby out of all of this, and this book was born. And I was just like, this is unbelievable. This book literally broke the seal of the infinite possibilities within essential oils and healing our emotional bodies. So I can't believe this. I've never done this before. It's so funny. But I Googled the book because I was like, where did these people come from? So over the last 6 months, I have proceeded to not only email customer service and tell them how amazing they are, but I found the author, Amanda, who's with us today. I found her at an oils convention and got to chat with her and, invited her to the show. And I'm a bit surprised I hadn't scared her, because I went completely fangirl on the poor woman. But you know what? We are in luck. I didn't scare her. She's totally awesome. And she is here with us today. So Amanda, thank you so much for being on Rewired Life Radio. We're excited to have you.
Thank you, Audrey. I am excited to be here.
So there's something that's really important to me. And you know, I ask this question to most all of my guests, and it's really about your personal story and how you got to where you are today and what the important pieces, bits and pieces of your life that gave you the wisdom that you have today. And so I wanted to dig in to your story and what brought you to where you are today.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, jumping right in.
Yeah, so good. Let's just go there. And again, it's really an honor to be here to talk about this. And I love the invitation and I was really excited to get it. So thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
I guess, you know, like probably everyone who ends up in an emotional healing realm, there is a story that propelled them into this space. And so I also have my own story. I have my own journey of how I ended up focusing my life work basically on emotional healing and emotional wellness. And then the plot twist that led me to essential oils, which we'll get to, but,
yeah.
You know, I had a really interesting upbringing. It's a little out of the ordinary, but some of the things that are probably relatable to people that they would understand is that I personally was born into a home where, you know, my voice wasn't wanted, and it wasn't really, I mean, not only appreciated, but looked down on and suppressed. And it wasn't, you know, part of that was just the fact that I was female and, you know, the feminine wasn't well respected. Mm-hmm. In the background that my family came from. And so I was the only girl with all brothers.
Okay. And,
but more, yeah, yeah. But more than that, I think I came into this world with just very much this unique perspective on how I interact with people and how I see the world. And that, I think that was pretty frightening. Mm-hmm. And fairly unsettling, because emotions were, in my household, you know, kind of the enemy. And, and basically the goal was stability and, emotionless and stoic and, you know, responsible and all these words that were more welcome and more, appreciated. But I came from a very emotional place to my core, and emotions were, they were like tangible to me. And mm-hmm. Like the language that I spoke, people would speak to me and I would hear the words, but almost louder than that, I would feel what they were saying and what they weren't saying and their feelings and their pain and their story. And it was just as real to me mm-hmm. as the words that they were saying. And so this vantage point, this place where I would resonate and recognize with people and their pain and their feelings and their emotions and their problems and their stories, was just how I knew to interact with the world. And like I said, that was a pretty unsettling, thing for my family of origin. And so, you know, the messages that I got over and over again, the voice wasn't wanted, that what I had to say wasn't of value and that kind of thing. And that was the framework of my upbringing. And so I, you know, wrestled with this in all my formative years of, you know, being something that was wrong and different because of my take on our feelings and our emotional life as human beings, really. And so, you know, as most people do, I think I then went into a whole period of, you know, suppression. And I think that's, you know, teenage years are pretty classic for that. And mine, you know, continued on into lots of suppression and lots of self-betrayal, where I was trying, you know, against my very nature, really, to form myself into a different mold, to make me something that I wasn't, mm-hmm. to cut out the parts of me that were deemed unacceptable and try to integrate parts of me that I thought were more acceptable. And that left me, you know, this pretty messy patchwork. And it's interesting though, because in my darkest moments throughout this time, I would go to emotional healing. Right. So I would have these kind of cycles and I would always come back to in the most unusual places. And that is where I felt my home. And that is where I would find kind of solace. I remember, it's funny you should mention Louise Hay, the first time I got the Louise Hay book in my teenage years. And I felt such a resonance and such a connection with that. And I knew that there was a part of me that needed to live in this space. And at some point I needed to allow that to happen.
Yeah. I love that you say emotional healing was home. Like, it just really felt like you, when you say those words, you can just really feel that just like comfort and the realness and the authenticity within that, just like home. Like, this makes sense.
Yeah, it makes the most sense of anything to me, actually.
Yeah. And the other thing you mentioned too was pain as a teacher, which I very much resonated with, you know, my story of 17 years of chronic pain, right? Like, there's got to be a lesson in that, right? Which I have totally dealt with. But I was just like, dang, hey, pain is a teacher.
It is. It's such a teacher. And I feel like, you know, physical, emotional, basically the scars and the pain that we carry, they are mapping out for us what our future is. They are sort of the signposts and the guides to indicate where it is that we need to go, where we need to learn, and where we're going to end up. Because, you know, we do block what we most need, and we end up going through this whole process, and it's this kind of unfurling self-discovery. But for me, coming back into that space was the journey of coming home to myself.
Yeah.
I needed to embrace those things and own them as part of me in order to be whole.
Yeah. And my gosh, look what you've done with it. So we need to take a quick break here. And what we are headed into in the next segment is really the story of how this book, Emotions and Essential Oils, came about. So how you took this realization of emotional healing being home for you and this talent, that's not the word I'm looking for, but just like inner knowing, I guess, of feeling of people's emotions and understanding emotions and how you really harness that into this book. It's so wonderful. So you guys, like I said, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Of course, you can always go to my website to see more about my own book and coaching and essential oils at audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, like I said, Amanda Porter of Enlightened Healing is going to be with us talking about her book, Emotions and Essential Oils. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit. Tin Lizzy Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry. Adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
We are back on Rewired Life Radio. Of course, I'm Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is the lovely Amanda Porter with Enlightened Healing, of course, the author of Emotions and Essential Oils. So before we get started, Amanda, first, will you share with us the best way to learn more about you and what it is you're up to?
Yes, absolutely. So we started a company called Enlightened Healing, and you can visit our website at enlightenedhealing.com, and that's enlighten with an N, healing.com, and, you know, learn more about, we educate about essential oils, and we have the book, and so that's the best way to keep in touch with us, and our Facebook page, so you can kind of follow and know what's happening with us.
Awesome. Yeah. So her website is totally how I started stalking her. I was just like, hello, customer service. Let me tell you exactly why I'm so obsessed with this book. Like, I was just, well, Tacy, now I've been talking to all summer, but I was just like, thank you. I was like, I don't know who wrote this. I don't know anything about you guys, but like, thank you. And I just like, you know, it was just like, I love it. Like, thank you for doing this. It's so wonderful. So definitely check out their website again, enlightenhealing.com. They've got more tools than in addition to the book, there are more tools. And speaking of the book, Amanda is nice enough. She's going to give away a signed book here to the first caller. So if you guys call us at 800-930-2819, or you can message us through the transformationtalkradio.com. website, the first person to get a hold of us is going to get a signed copy of Amanda's book, Emotions and Essential Oils. So, I mean, I would call in. I have the book, but I feel like I need all of them. Like, I need one like in my office. I need one in my purse. I need one like all over. So I just like have it. Although I do use the Kindle version on my phone, which is great. Mm-hmm. So then I can always like have it with me, kind of like pop through there.
It's okay. Nice on the go.
Yeah. And it, you know that, well, I'll just say this. So here's how the book is set up, which is really great. You know, you give us some information about emotional healing and what that process looks like at the beginning. And then the oils, the single oils are alphabetically up front. And then the oil blends are alphabetically on the back half. And then there's this index. And so on the Kindle version, the index is like a clickable link. So if you go through and you're like, oh, I'm feeling... trying to think what my like bestie texted me this morning. She's like, oh my God, what oil should I use for blah, blah, blah at the office? She's like, everybody's like angry and aggressive this morning. And so I go straight to the book and I'm like, okay, anger and aggression. And I just like sent her that. But on the Kindle version, it's like a link. So it's really great. It like navigates you through the book. So it's really helpful.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's how we did this morning. Anyway, so my next question really is how did this book come about? So, first of all, it is the best-selling book on emotions and essential oils. So congratulations on that, and really considered the authority in that space. So I want to know, how the heck did that come about?
That's a good question. It's quite the story. I'll make it as straightforward as I can. But basically, the interesting thing is, once I ended up committing to focusing on emotional healing, you know, full time and making that my life's work and left my corporate career and all of that, I ended up going through this school. It's an alternative school that focuses on emotional regression work. And while I was there, I met a man named Daniel McDonald, and he was a teacher there, and he had gone on to work in a wellness center, you know, physical health and physical healing, and he was talking to me about essential oils, and I had used them, you know, on a physical level, And he was saying no, no, because I had this practice at the time and working with clients, and he was saying there really are emotional healers, and you really need to study the side of it and come to know them. And so I was totally open to this, totally great. And then as things, you know, progressed, he came to me and just said, I feel like you are the person that I need to partner with to help this come into the world, because it's not being represented well, and it needs to be. And I heard that call, basically, and I committed to endeavoring with this with him, and he was kind of the oils guy, and he had, you know, researched oils and all of this, and he was starting to get these theories together, and you know, we were fleshing out theories and all of that, but about what individual essential oils do and the plant families and that kind of a thing. Yeah. And the interesting thing is that he was working at this wellness center with a woman named Laura Jacobs, and they ended up starting to test, you know, these theories, and people would come in for physical issues, and they had some scanning technology they were using, and they would read about if people resonate or didn't resonate with the you know, oils that were coming up for their physical ailments. They would read about the emotional properties or theory behind this at the time. And over 90% of the time, that was the match, the emotional side. And, you know, we knew that. We knew that every physical condition has an emotional component, mm-hmm. Or an emotional root. But regardless, it's inextricably connected to emotions. And so we're getting this great feedback, hundreds of people going through. And that's when, you know, the book really had to be born. And so we, you know, started writing and putting these theories in and fleshing them out and more research and more all of this until we wrote the book in 2011. Mm-hmm. And then we published it in January 2012.
Awesome. We might as well just go into this. What really piqued my interest is how different categories of oils affect our body. And they each affect our body differently. That was something that I just like sat up and was just like, huh, interesting. So like bark stew, tree bark, you know, affects us in one way versus flowers in another way versus resins versus roots. And I think on the research side of things, pairing those together, I think, let's just start talking about that. Like, you know, everything for me shows up in the realm of loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. Mm-hmm. And what really resonated with me then was it became very obvious very quickly, that flowers, if healing is going to start with loving yourself first, floral oils is a really great place to go. And then I just started looking at, oh my gosh, and then we can move into resins, and then we can move into citrus. And it just kind of became this intuitive thing. So I guess kind of walk us through what the different categories are, and then kind of the broader look of what they do for us in our emotions.
Sure. Absolutely. So it's interesting because at my seminar, as I usually teach, the core basic concept of this is that essential oils help us on multiple levels. So you have the chemical level, you're talking about neuroplasticity and how your sense of smell goes straight into the limbic center. And there's all of that with the chemicals and how they affect us. And then there's the physical level and, you know, mind-body connection and how all of that speaks to each other and where we store our emotions and we store things in our body. And then there's this energetic level. And the energetic level is really where we hold space in this book the most, because it's where the essential oils have the most expansion, in my opinion. And so what happens is that, like you were saying, that the foundation you were laying is that plant medicine, really all these plants that are on this earth, and they're good for us in different ways, and they all have sort of a unique signature. And they have different vibrations, and different plants and different parts of plants do different things for us emotionally as well as physically. And so what we look at, and we're looking at like plant families, kind of this higher level overview instead of oil by oil, you start to see some categories. So the flowers, as you mentioned, they are, if you look at them in nature, they're so open and they invite so much goodness in, and they're so soft and beautiful, and they really represent, you know, a lot of the heart space. So, you know, spiritual openness is one of the ones that we kind of attribute with flowers. And a good example of that is rose. Rose is an amazing oil for that. And sensitivity and just like your heart center. Geranium is one I always open with at seminars when we're going to actually do emotional work, because it works in this heart center and opens us up to more trust and more love. Ylang ylang, again, is a great heart oil. And relationships, like neroli. Neroli is a good flower for, you know, these heart-centered type relationships. Yeah. And it's a great oil for that. And other purpose, like Roman chamomile, they're higher purpose and opening. So if you just think about your heart center, and all of those really sensitive, vulnerable, healing, trusting things, flowers address that. So yeah. That's one category.
I love that geranium was first for you, because I think, well, when I met you, I was like, oh my God, I put so many tabs in my book, because it's really overwhelming. I know a lot of people say that when they get started with oils, like, where do I start? And so the where I started was I went through your index and I said on every single one, I would look at it and be like, okay, abundant. Yeah, that's something I could, you know, need. Acceptance. Mm-hmm. I'm just going through it right now. Afraid, angry. Like, I went through each one of those and said, okay, I'm just going to put a tab on each one of the ones for abundant, being wild orange and tangerine, that kind of stuff. And and I put tabs on each one of those. And I got through the whole thing. And so there's like a million tabs in my poor book. And the easiest way I could figure out what to order first was whatever oil had the most tabs wins. And it was geranium. And so that, anyway, I just had to like share that, since you said geranium first. I'm like, yeah, that's what I went with, because it got the most tabs. So it's like, we'll get you first.
Yes. And it's interesting. Yeah. It has a really diverse, you know, lineup, and people have different reactions to it, but it's a great oil. All flower oils are great for the heart center.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned bark, and really what we go back to is trees. Trees in general is a plant family, and, trees are really good for grounding. They're, you know, really long living plants as far as, you know, plant kingdom goes. And so they have really stable, energy, and they have energy conservation. A good energy, conservation thing is like the spruces. Spruce oils are great for that. And the difference between like leaves and needles. So if you're looking at what you do is you kind of drill down from there. So this is kind of a plant family story. Okay. And then you look at sort of, sorry, Audrey?
Oh, we still there?
Oh, yeah. I think I cut you off. Sorry about that. Oh,
okay. Nope. We blipped out for a second. You were saying we drill down in the plant families. And so you went from bark to leaves and needles.
Oh, right. So, okay. So with leaves and needles, so you're looking down at parts of the plants. And needles have a strong relationship with, like, say, conifer trees. And conifers they deal a lot with generational healing. So we're looking at aging and familial relationships, and they have sap, kind of like bloodlines. And so your firs, Douglas fir, Siberian fir, those kinds of oils deal with generational family issues.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, bark wood type oils, these represent more of like core issues that take time to grow and to form and time to work through. And so you're looking at, like, you know, birch and cedarwood and those kinds of oils. And those kind of oils invite us to, like, deepen our connection with forces greater than ourselves for healing.
Yeah.
And so you get this sort of grounding to the earth and opening to the divine. And like sandalwood is an amazing oil, a wood oil for that kind of energy. So you get, you know, the overall personality of trees, then you get different parts of the tree and sort of different personalities and focus that come through those parts.
I love it. So we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to like really dig into this like personality, like the category and then the personality within it, because this is like where I just like geek out. Like I can't handle it. It's so fascinating to me. So you guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And when we come back, Amanda Porter is going to continue chatting with us about emotions and essential oils. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is Amanda Porter with Enlightened Healing. And of course, the author of Emotions and Essential Oils. You know, of course, I can't help but talk about empowering women to heal. So Amanda and I are chatting about empowering you with powerful information about how essential oils can assist you in shifting your mood and healthily moving through and processing your emotions. So, you know, in the last segment, we started talking about this, but one of the things I am really most immediately curious about with the different categories of oils is how they assist our emotional body in different ways. So at the front of the book, they list 8 different categories of oils, such as it breaks down into resins, flowers, fruits and berries, etc. And I couldn't help but be curious about how each category affected us differently. So Amanda mentioned, you know, there's the overall category and then the personality of the oil, which we're going to dig into. So what do they have in common, etc.? So where my mind went, where it always goes, is how does each one of these oil categories help us to love ourselves, heal our body and mind, and celebrate life? So I guess let's just continue. You know, you talked about how floral oils were very loving, very open, and you started talking about healing and being grounded within trees. And then we were about to talk about different personalities. We had to go to break quick. So let's just pick up there. Different personalities within tree oils.
So one of the things that I think is really helpful is that we acknowledge what we were given when we came here, that we didn't necessarily bring with us, but that we inherited as a part of our healing story, because we carry generational information and stories and sometimes burdens and sometimes gifts and all of that in our story. And when we're looking to heal those kinds of issues that have been passed down, maybe anger has been passed down, or maybe other issues that have been inherited, addictions, any of those kinds of things, when you're trying to work on those for healing, I really recommend trees, because they have such grounding and stabilizing energy. But some of the personalities, like the firs, Douglas fir, Siberian fir, white fir, all these kinds of oils, they work specifically to help support you in releasing these generational patterns that aren't serving you. Yeah. And so those specifically have a certain vibration. They have the right energy to support in unraveling those things that we inherited. So that's one of the reasons how, like, or one of the ways you can practically apply this information about what a plant family does or what a personality of an oil does, is it energetically is matching up and helping you to work through those issues.
Yeah. You know, one of the ways you put it at the beginning of the book is, you know, oils aren't going to do the work for you, but they're going to make it easier. Mm-hmm. So you kind of talk about loosening, like we have to, okay, so emotional healing is like weeding your garden, right? How you were saying
yes.
it. And using essential oils is like
water
loosening.
The soil.
Yeah, loosening the dirt, watering the soil, so that pulling the weed is so much easier. And I really feel like this category of trees, the firs that are really working with generational healing, it's really one of the ones I go to very often with my clients. And, you know, the work that you've studied too with emotional healing and healing our past patterns, and so much of it is picked up in our childhood and in our family of origin, like really just having that oil help us in ways that we didn't know we needed help to just kind of loosen it up. It like works in the background. It's so wonderful.
And you know, we talk a lot these days about intention and vibration and kind of being aligned with the place that you want to be. And I think it's important to note about essential oils is the plants are holding that higher vibration.
Yeah.
And so they invite us energetically to hold that healed space, to release those things that are dense, that aren't serving us anymore. And so they're a tool, they're a help, they're an aid. But like you said, they don't do it for us. We have to actually participate with them.
Yeah, we get to do the doing, but we
yes,
at least have
doing.
Like a neural tool, I call them, but a neural tool
yes.
to help us, just to help us on a level that we may not have understanding for ourselves. I think,
right.
you know, a lot of my clients and myself, like I wasn't raised in a hugely emotionally intelligent family. And I don't mean that in a degrading way. It just is, right? And we're all learning together. It's really great. My family is very much into this too. And so we're all learning together. But you have to do the learning. And sometimes I'm feeling like the essential oils are just really assisting all of us in helping us through all of this. It's just, like you said, it has this frequency and this vibration in our body, and it's our body knows what to do with it, which is wonderful.
It's so pretty
intuitive.
Amazing. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, there's like an intelligence. There's a certain vibration, and we're natural beings of the earth, and these plants are natural beings of the earth, and together there really is sort of a synchronicity and a healing that's magnified when they're used together.
Magnified.
That's
yeah.
what we've found. Mm-hmm. is that they have. And for reasons unknown, you know, these personalities is what we call them, of the plants, there are their main properties, the kind of the ones that came to the foreground. It's important to note that they're really diverse, because you can write a novel on each essential oil. And we tried to just sort of summarize and bring forward some of the core properties that we feel are needing to be represented of that oil. But they're a mystery. There are lots of information. They work in so many ways that we don't even yet understand.
Yeah.
They're super powerful.
Well, and you've done a great job. Like, you literally just flip through the book and it's like one page, sometimes a page and a half, but just like a quick reference of like, you know, I quickly scan through it. I have it all outlined and starred and whatever I've done to the book now. but you're able to just quickly be like, oh yeah, that's the one for me today. Okay. So we've talked about love. We've talked about heal. And so oils that are good for celebrating, like what category of oils are good for that?
I would say citrus is really high on the list for celebration, because citrus oils, you know, come from the peels of citrus fruits. They're energizing and they're uplifting and they're creative and they're cheerful and they're, you know, optimistic, and they encourage this optimism. And so citruses always bring you up into more self-acceptance, into more creativity, into more abundance of positive energy. Mm-hmm. So that's probably one of my favorite go-to oils is the citrus family, because there's so many, like you said, wild orange and lemon, and bergamot is one that
bergamot, that's a
all
citrus.
The time. It's a self-acceptance.
So tell me, what's the difference then between like minty ones and citrusy ones?
So, you know, mint, there's kind of different categories. There's herbs and where you've got sort of seeds and those kinds of things that are really potent. And then you have like grassy, herby ones that can, a lot of them have to do with self-expression, like your sort of mints and those kinds of things, kind of opening up that expression channel. And herbs are way more potent in their addressing kind of our inner self. They're more concentrated. So you're addressing things like anger, you know, personal integrity, ambition, responsibility, those kinds of things. They're great at this potent packages of unraveling things, whereas citruses just lift and support and invite and encourage, I would say, as a plant family.
Okay. So herbs, if, you know, since in my words, herbs are going more into like the healing and citrus is going more into the celebrate. I mean, obviously there's going to be overlap, but okay. And resins, we do have to talk about, okay, hold on. We're going to push our break just a little bit here, Justin, because we're going to talk just a little bit about resins because, right. Cause they're so yummy.
Okay. Yeah, resins are amazing. So this is obviously like dried sap and all. They're great. So they come from, you know, sort of this really important critical part of the plant. And they're deeply healing. So these are frankincense is a resin, myrrh, copaiba. They're deeply healing. And, you know, they work with sort of awareness work. Like frankincense is all about truth and finding truth. And, you know, strong connections and transforming our shadow. And copaiba is one of my favorite ones for that. But getting into these deeper recesses and also nurturing and healing the things that we don't necessarily want to own. Myrrh is a great one for that. Nurturing those parts of ourselves that need to be nurtured, that need to come into healing, that need to be held and to come through
myrrh,
that process,
right? Like
to the other side.
It's the oil of the mother, right? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So yeah, the nurturing.
So it has all of this maternal, energy that's very, very powerful. And these, they just work energetically. They're some of the most powerful, again, because they're concentrated. And so myrrh has a sort of like womb-like Mother Earth nurturing that so many of us actually need to be safe enough to heal the wounded parts of ourselves. Oh. And the resins are fantastic for deep, deep healing work.
Yeah. just like my heart is like so full. Okay, you guys, we need to take a quick break here. We are giving away a signed copy of the book, Emotions in Essential Oils. You can call us at 800-930-2819 or message us at transformationtalkradio.com. There's a little spot where you can just message us, and Justin will take down your information. But we are giving away a signed book, which, I mean, I don't know if I need another book right now. Like, I'm just that obsessed with it. So we're going to take a quick break. And of course, when we come back, we will be continuing with Amanda Porter of Enlightened Healing, talking about emotions and essential oils. Okay, we'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we have Amanda Porter here talking about empowering women to heal by empowering you to choose essential oils to help you shift your mood and healthily move through emotional stress. So, of course, here we are in the last segment of the show where I ask all my guests the same questions, and that is, how do you show up in your life with intention? And actually, before we launch into that, Amanda, let's talk about this. We are giving away signed books today. So if you are interested, call us at 800-930-2819, or you can message us through the transformationtalkradio.com website. And Justin is compiling a list of people and giving away signed copies. So super fun. Amanda has been very generous and did not put a limit of one on it. So you guys get yourself a book. So good. Okay. Reverse. So Amanda, how do you show up in your life from a place of intention?
So I love that you asked this question. And, you know, I love it because it was different. It made me think about it from a different angle. And I have, you know, I have three kind of ways I feel like I come at this. And but the core way for me is in acceptance. So I feel like that's just number one, because, you know, we all have a story and we all come from different places, and acceptance really is about, you know, honoring the struggle, honoring the journey, and acknowledging, like for me, my individual path, which it involves, you know, embracing my intensity, embracing how I show up differently. Maybe it requires me to reject perfectionism and remember to love myself while I'm loving other people. So acceptance, it's about being real for me and allowing space for what is and what has been, because I feel like that opens the door to what will be, you know, because we don't always succeed, right? And we don't, you know, it's kind of like meditating where you're trying to meditate, but your thoughts are like racing all over the place. And
some days they're really good.
Thoughts, right?
And other days it's a hot mess. Like, it's really rough. It's
like,
fine.
This is the LA freeway in here. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. So there's like this craziness happening. Right. And you feel like overwhelmed and your kids are screaming and you're just maxed out, whatever it is. Right. Whatever. So for me, I feel like I always have to, in order to return to self-love, I have to go with this intentional acceptance of myself, just as I am, just as I'm showing up, just as I am today. And that's
right.
It, returning
in the
to
current
acceptance,
moment.
Returning to self-love. Mm-hmm.
That's
right. And we all have this perception we want, but I have to return to just accepting what is before that pathway opens for me, before the door opens for me to the way forward. Because if I'm striving too much outside of myself for what I desire or what I think it should look like, sometimes I slip out of alignment. So intentionally I have to go back to accepting it, everything just as it is. And then of course, right? I use essential oils.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, because they ground me and
they
guide me.
I am just so in love. I mean, so, it's really, my journey with them is quite young, you know? And so, yeah, let's hear which ones you like to use or how you like to use them.
You know, it's funny because I still feel like my journey with them is quite young. I feel like there's layers and layers and layers of meaning and purpose and information still to be discovered. So I don't think it matters where you are in the process, but for me, like I mentioned in the beginning, energetically, even more than chemically, I understand that. And it's amazing. It's amazing what they can do for our mood and the molecules and how they affect everything. But energetically, for me, to say an intention, I use them every day because they open me and they help heal me. And they help me. They're like medicine for me to stay true to my inner voice. And so I usually just feel it out. I just feel what oils I need. And then from that moment or that day to day, and it, that moment, just stopping, just taking the moment to stop there at the oils case, tune in for just a second, feel, is this momentary practice of mindfulness that brings me back to center and in touch with myself. And I realize the things I might be pushing out of the way that need attention. And I choose an oil for that. And that's one of the ways that I, you know, that I stay sort of grounded and pull myself back into center every single day.
That's beautiful.
And you know, the last
So I know
way,
you have things
you.
Memorized, but your book sits next to my oils so I can like flip through it. I'm getting there. I'm getting it more memorized, but I'm not that good yet. We'll get there.
You know what? I open the book
there.
Sometimes. I'm like, did we write that? A line will jump out at me anew. And I will go, oh yeah, we did write that. I mean,
you did write that.
You don't
I did
have
the same
to have
thing
this
with my book. I'm like, oh, that made it in. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's fun
and,
to go back
you know,
to
I
it.
I tell people this summer, I'm like, look for a word, a line. It could be a paragraph. It could be the whole page, but it could just be a couple of words that jump out at you and resonate. And that's what you need right now in that moment. It'll be different tomorrow. You know, it'll be different next year. And it's okay. Like it's okay. because I feel like they're just there to support us. Whatever space that we're in, they hold space for us. And so I use them as a part of my daily centering and grounding and refining myself on my own healing path.
Yeah.
And then, you know, probably the last thing that I do personally and professionally is that I really remind myself, you know, what my personal mission is, like why I'm trying to give back to others. And my mission is to help other people heal.
Wonderful.
And that guides me in my work and in my personal life, because I always return to that and I know where I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, our hour has escaped us. So definitely go to enlightenhealing.com to learn more about Amanda and her work in the book, in the amazing additional work that they are doing beyond the book. And thank you, Amanda, for joining us today. Like, so much gratitude. Like, my heart is just like so full right now, just listening to you share your purpose and share your need to empower people to heal. So, and to all of our guests, thank you for tuning in today to Rewired Life Radio. We had a wonderful time. Of course, tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.